Well, I hope you were singing along with Gary Lynn Floyd. We were here, and that's such a beautiful song. So thank you for writing it and singing it and being the beautiful being you are. Okay, well, here we are together on this last Sunday in October, and our last Sunday in our focus on the power of trust. And I've been talking about the power inherent in trust for a whole month now. But I could talk about it all year long. And it wouldn't cause anyone to trust. Because trust isn't a theory that can be learned through words. The power of trust can only be discovered by trusting. Nothing can make us trust anything or anyone if we don't want to. It can't make us trust unless we do. Now, when Abraham Hicks was asked, "How can we get rid of doubt?" the answer came by not letting it start. Doubt builds on itself just as trust builds on itself. The more we doubt, the more we doubt. The more we trust, the more we trust. Doubt keeps us from accessing the power of the invisible divinity within us. The more we doubt, the less we feel it. The less we feel it, the more we doubt that it's there. And the power of fear reigns in our life. But when we decide to trust in the presence of the divine invisibility within us, the more we feel it. And the more we feel it, the more we trust that it's there. And the power of God reigns in our life. In the book of Matthew, we read, "For truly I tell you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will tell this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you." And so this morning, I'm going to talk some more about trust. But even though our official focus on trust will end today, if we don't practice trust, faith as a grain of mustard seed, that God is all there is and God is love. Without faith in the intrinsic goodness of God's creation, and without faith that it is the only presence in this world, despite any appearance of a presence that opposes goodness, without complete reliance upon the divine invisibility that sustains reality in this world and beyond, we'll doubt that all things seen in this world came into being out of those things that are unseen. We'll live without the powerful awareness that the being we call ourself isn't made of those things that appear to be us. And we won't realize that the one that we call me is far more powerful than anyone's eyes can see. The Hindu mystic Swami Vivekananda wrote, "Man doesn't know what a potent power lies behind each thought and action. If we want to become a deliberate creator in our life, rather than living by crippling default, if we want to become a master of our life rather than feeling like a victim of circumstances, we must be aware that there is a potent power that lies behind all thought and responds to our every thought, and that it is the only power that can bring to us in visible form all that we desire to experience, a healing in our body or a healing in the world. It's the power of God that brings it about, and there is no other power. We are more affected by and more effective within the realm of spirit, the source energy of life, than we are affected by anything that has already become visible in this world. Science of Mind tells us you may pass through good fortune and bad. But if you can come to the point where you are undisturbed by what happens on the outside, you have found the secret. If, as Jesus said, we judge not according to the appearance, remembering that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, out of any chaos, we can produce harmony, provided we keep our thought steady. Trust in the potency of the unseen keeps our thoughts steady. If we truly believe there's a power behind our thoughts that responds to our thoughts, we care about what we're thinking, and we notice how what we're thinking is causing us to feel. And if what we think causes our spirit to sink, then we know we need to change our thinking to something higher and happier than what we were feeling, because we have no doubt that we'll meet up with those thoughts that don't feel good in the forms and expressions and experiences on the street, in our workplace, in our home, and in our body. The potent power behind our thoughts isn't out to get us. It's out to give to us. We are so, so loved by God, love itself, that we have been given power to create for ourselves the life we want to live as ourselves in this world until we leave it. So if we've been thinking this life I'm living isn't for me, then we may want to reevaluate who we believe that me to be. Science Mind tells us God's creation is perfect now. And we must wake to the fact and know that we are now in the kingdom of heaven. Our trust in that which we cannot see causes us to awaken to the vibration of joy and love and peace that is pulsating in the kingdom of heaven. We experience a feeling of well-being and safety. We feel powerful, undefeatable, irrepressible, inspirational, and downright spunky. We feel good about life because we know we're living in the only life, and it's good. Without trust, we'll sleep right through our power to be and do and experience whatever we choose whenever we choose it. Instead, we'll live in fearful submission to a world that is limited in what it has to offer to us, and much of what it offers sure doesn't look good. Without constant trust in who we are created to be and where our power lies, even while we're having this human experience, we'll live in fear, feeling like a victim, vulnerable in a world of visible happenings that seem to be happening without our permission or our power to change what we see. In the way of the heart, we read fear is one of the energies out of alignment with the truth of the kingdom. Therefore, fear not, but continue in faith. For I say unto you, what you will discover at the end of this pathway is the perfect freedom, the perfect power, the perfect spaciousness, the perfect joy, and the perfect peace of living literally in the kingdom. We don't have to go anywhere to be there. We're here already. But it takes faith to trust that that is so and to live as if it is. There is a remembrance in our soul of the powerful spiritual vibrational being we are. And though it may seem to some of us as if that knowledge is somewhere in the lost that we haven't found yet, if we would just trust the creations of our desires to the love that created us, we would begin to feel that love within us. We would be able to feel that guidance within us. And if we follow it, we will be led to our greater good. Trust causes us to look for blessings in disguise. It causes us to look for something good to come out of the worst of appearances. It causes us to believe that life gets better and better as we live it, rather than declining because we've lived it so long. We naturally look for an increase in our energy and health, no matter what our health issues may have been in the past, and no matter what our age may be. We look for an increase in our harmonious relationships, no matter how stormy our relationships may have been in the past. We look for an increase in our financial resources, no matter how limited our finances may have been in the past. And we look for an increase in our joy in living, no matter how much of a complainer we have been in the past. The only thing that holds us back from feeling our divine power and manifesting all the good that we desire to manifest in this life is our lack of faith in our invisible spiritual divinity and our complete faith in the world we see. And as it's been said by every sacred text, man cannot live and serve two masters. So, as we know, October includes images of ghosts and goblins and things that go bump in the night. But for many of us, the unwanted images of past guilt and blame have been haunting us for a long, long time. And because we remember them now, we continue to create more of them. Unless we let go of the bad and sad events that cause us to be mad even now, and accept that there must have been a blessing in there somewhere. As the potent power behind our thoughts of what we don't want responds to those thoughts, our life will continue to be far more frightening than any Halloween trick ever could be. If we don't let go, we're going to be living in a haunted house of our mind. Whew. We can't change the past, but we can change how we see it from the new vantage point of now. And we can accept our whole life as a gift. We can't change what the world has already become, but we can open to the blessings that surely are coming because of this situation, that are coming because of our desire for something better and something happier. Abraham Hicks said, "There will be a time, not far from now, that you will look back on this phase of your life, and instead of condemning it or beating up on it, instead of blaming or guilting, you'll feel appreciation for it, because you'll understand that a renewed desire for life was born out of this period that will bring you to physical heights that you could not have achieved without the contrast that gave birth to this desire." We don't know what we want until we see what we don't want, and then we're pretty sure of what we'd rather have. Now, even though we may be wearing a mask, this is the perfect month for us to unmask those blessings in our life that may be disguising themselves as something else. Something frightening, like a current or future health issue or concern. Something ghoulish, like a relationship filled with anger and conflict. Something scary, like a financial challenge, or something that goes bump in the night and keeps us awake with imagining what our future and the future of the world may hold. If we are looking for a blessing in all things, we won't be fooled by any disguise. Every problem gives birth to the desire for a solution. And it renews our desire for something greater, for something more joyous, for more and more goodness in our life. I mean, if an illness or a difficult relationship or a financial challenge or any other happening in our life gives birth to a desire in us for something better, for something happier, if a mandate for us to stay away from each other causes us to want to be together all the more, it's all a blessing. It's all a blessing. And we can feel grateful for it all because we understand that all that was and is now or ever will be is a blessing. And we can fall in love with life, all of it, here and now. Someone said the other day, attempting to do harm in an environment awash with love and joy is like trying to walk through an invisible brick wall. it would suddenly become magically impossible? What if we were suddenly unable to give anyone, including ourselves, anything but love? The mystical teacher Krishnamurti wrote, "It is love alone that leads to right action. What brings order in the world is to love, and let love do what it will." There is powerful love in each of us that if we can open to it with faith as a grain of mustard seed, faith that even though we haven't felt it yet, it's there for us to feel. As we let love do what it will in our life, it causes us to be a blessing wherever we are. We'll awaken to the spiritual truth that we are already, right now, in the kingdom of heaven. Even though it's wearing a disguise of the world. Namaste.